A director of a Richmond society now under an RCMP national security investigation was invited to Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim's November 7 swearing in at the Orpheum Theatre. Zhu Zhongguo of the Wenzhou Friendship Society is on the 1100 name, Master RSVP list, obtained under Freedom of Information. Sim was elected Vancouver's first Chinese-Canadian mayor on October 15. More than two-thirds of the guests were his, such as longtime supporters Lululemon founder Chip Wilson and Rocky Mountaineer luxury train owner Peter Armstrong. RCMP officers canvassed the neighborhood around the Wenzhou Friendship Society clubhouse on December 10 after China-focused human rights organization Safeguard Defenders alleged the Wenzhou Public Security Bureau set up many of the 102 Chinese Overseas Police Service centers, in 53 countries, including one in the Vancouver area. Corporal Kim Chamberlain of the RCMP's national headquarters confirmed the force is investigating, would only say that the priority is to protect the Chinese-Canadian diaspora from intimidation and harassment. The Safeguard Defenders report came almost a month after the invite-only ceremony for Sim and the ABC Vancouver Majority City Council. However, the Wenzhou Friendship Society had already gained media and police attention 4 years earlier. The RCMP investigated the society's WeChat offer to reimburse voters for transportation to polling stations in the 2018 local government elections, but no vote-buying charge was laid. The society also raised funds and endorsed several candidates in Vancouver, Burnaby, and Richmond. Then NPA mayoral candidate Sim was not among them. In the final week of the 2022 election, Sim admitted that he had met with the Canadian Security Intelligence Service after the agency warned pro-Taiwan incumbent Kennedy Stewart that the Chinese government may interfere in the election. Nobody from the mayor's office responded for comment. People's Republic of China Consulate General Yang Xu and Director of the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office Chen Qingjia were among the 28 members of the BC Consular Corps from 26 countries. The list of diplomats included Peter Chio, director of the press division at the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office, TECO. TECO is the unofficial consulate for Taiwan, because the Canadian government recognizes mainland China instead of the Democratic Island Nation. Also on the guest list, Liberal MPs Parm Baines, Steveston Richmond East, and Terry Beach, Burnaby North Seymour, and NDP MP Don Davies, Vancouver Kingsway, NDP MLA's Brenda Bailey, Vancouver False Creek, George Chow, Vancouver Fraserview, and Melanie Mark, Vancouver Mount Pleasant, former Vancouver Mayor Sam Sullivan, former City Councillors George Affleck, Suzanne Anton, Hector Bremner and Raymond Louis, the Master of Ceremonies and Chief Operating Officer of Coromandel Properties, and ex-Vision Vancouver staffers Duncan Willadarchak and Stepan Vidovine, now executives with developers Ani and Amicon, respectively. Vancouver City Hall's Freedom of Information Office said the ceremony cost $17,659.81. Most of that, $13,572.92, was for use of the civic-owned Orpheum. Other costs were $1,376 for engraved medals, $1,260 photography, $586.25 flowers and $456.75 for sign language interpreting,